Hello, everyone. I am in bed. Let's turn that down a tiny little bit. I'm watching a DVD. It's an old English film called The Railway Children. And it was a favourite of my sister's and mine. And I had a DVD a few years ago that Ronan bought me for Christmas, but we lost it in the fire, as we lost so many things. Luckily, not ourselves. And my mum bought me a copy of it again this Christmas. And she bought my sister one as well, and this is the first time I'm watching it. I'm in bed. It's only, the sound's not brilliant because it's on a, well, it's all right, but it's on a small TV with a duo DVD, TV, DVD player. And I've got a cup of tea, a very small cup.
Thank you, Dad.
Of course, I never have a big cup anymore. Anyway, I thought I'd let you share a bit of my day. It's a book. I think it was the Second World War it's set in, and not the first. But the war is a background role the war plays. It's a book. I've never read the book. By E. Nesbitt. I must try and get the book, actually. And it's a story of how there's some like middle class family, and their father's arrested on suspicion of spying, only the children don't find that out till later. And they have to get away from London. So they go to a little cottage called the Three Chimneys, and it's next to a railway line, and it's all the adventures they have while they're there. Of course, he wasn't really a spy. This is when they've come to arrest him. I think it's on Christmas Eve or something. It's not got audio description, but I don't really mind that because it's a film I've watched many times. I think the kids are listening. Or one of them. My cup of tea was so small that it's finished. The remote control. I mean, it's old sound because this film was, I think it was the late 60s or early 70s. It's not a terrible sound, it's just, you can tell it's an old film. The nice old clock.
Wiggles and put you to bed.
But you promised we could stay up late. Daddy was going to play with us.
Father's been called away on business. Go up at once, darlings, please.
Wasn't bad news, was it, Mummy? Is anyone dead?
Nobody's dead. I can't tell you anything about it tonight. Up you go.
That's the oldest girl. She's the narrator of the story. And her mum. And don't worry, I'm not going to play the whole film. Well, it's longer than an hour anyway.
99, 100.
Love the music in this. We had an LP with some of the excerpts of the film. I mean, it was basically most of it, but some of it, you know, obviously that you couldn't fit the whole film on there. Some bits were missed out.
Hello.
I'm doing audio book. Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Can you pause it?
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I can. Hold on. They're on the way to the Yorkshire countryside now. Yorkshireman.
Ow! Phil, is you all right?
Yes.
Can't we put just one box on your cart?
You asked me to show you the way. Nothing was said about boxes.
Never mind, darling. It's only a few more yards.
Whoa. I heard a female owl then. That's it. It's a female tawny owl, that is. Sounds a nice chap.
What do we do?
Should have left that under the doorstep. We all do hereabouts.
Well, you might have said so.
You never asked, did you? Nothing was said about a door key.
May I borrow your lamp, please?
I dare say.
If you say I dare say once more, I shall have hysterics, I dare say.
I hated it when he said that when I was a child. It scared the hell out of me. It's only the rats.
God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform.
Imagine being married to that. Oh, that's lovely.
It was like a great dragon tearing by.
A dragon's house looks like that tunnel. I never thought we'd ever get so near to a train as this.
It's better than toy engines, isn't it?
Don't know. It's different. It seems so odd to see all of a train. It's so tall. I've always seen them cut in half by platforms.
That's true, actually.
I wonder if that train's going to London. London's where Daddy is.
They're really tall, the trains. Lovely birds in this film. It's a very, very English film. I love to hear that hens clucking, and that reminds me of when I used to look after them at school. Station master's having his hair cut in Leeds.
Perks. Jackman and Jake.
That train's going to Scotland. If Daddy's not in London, he's in Scotland. And that train's going to Scotland.
Perhaps so.
I don't think we're going to enjoy being poor, you know, being cold and all that.
Try to imagine it as an adventure. All sorts of things might happen.
They do.
Write about it. Write a book. You never know. We won't always be poor, Phyllis. I'm sure.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Still cold, though.
Oh, there's the other owl. That's the man, the boy owl. The little boy goes and he asked a question of the porter. He asked why there was a white line on the coal heap, and he said it's in case anyone nicks it. And he's going to go and steal some because his mother's, he doesn't want them to all be cold. To get found out. He's about to get busted.
So it's you, Pete. It's you. It's me, what? It's you that's been putting the coal in the shed. But where from, Pete, for heaven's sake?
From the coal heap, of course. They've got stacks of it there.
But that's stealing. Don't you remember your catechism? Thou shalt not steal, says the Lord.
Wasn't stealing, it was mining. I took it from the top. That's mining, not stealing. If it was, all the miners in the world would be in jail.
Oh, Pete. Pete.
Oh, Pete. Pete.
We'll have to take it all back.
What?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it. Can't be anything wrong in trying to keep your own mother warm. That can't be wrong. It's all right, Pete. At least we can burn the evidence. Here we are, I've got the buns for tea.
Buns?
Yes, Mummy's old historian. Mrs. Viney, what's the matter?
Oh, it's your dear ma, Master Peter. She's very poorly. You better go back to the village and get Dr. Forrest.
Right.
Okay, we're getting towards the end now.
Hurry up, Patty, for goodness sake. I
charger. They don't know their father's been released from prison, but everyone on the train has seen it in the papers. So they're all cheering and waving back.
You're so like me.
Oh, it's got a happy ending, but it always makes me cry. She's walked down to the station now. She doesn't know what he's talking about. But her dad's on the train.
No offense, I know on a day like this. I'm one for luck. Now you're defended, are you? Haven't taken too great a liberty, have I, on a day like this, you know?
No, Mr. Pert. Of course it's not a liberty.
No.
Dear Mr. Pert, we love you quite as much as if you're an uncle of our own.
Hey.
But on a day like what?
Well, like this here. I told you, I seen it in the papers, didn't I? I told you.
So what in the papers?
We're about to find out. The steam's clearing now. And then she sees him. I love this music.
Daddy, my daddy!
I've still got the vinyl record of this in my shed in a suitcase, along with all my other children's records. I've got no turntable though. They're coming out to leave the mum and dad on their own now.
think just now that we're not wanted there. Not for a few minutes, anyway. I think it would be best for us to go quickly and quietly. We'll go to the end of the field, among the thin gold spikes of grass. We may just take one last look over our shoulders at the house where neither we nor anyone else is wanted now.
I think this is when they're leaving. Everyone turned out to see them off. Aww. It's one of my favourite films. It's like part of my childhood. Thank you for watching this with me. Well, some of it, mostly the beginning and near the end. They had lots of adventures in between.